You're listening to the audio production of The Promise and Power of Easter, audio Bible studies, captivated by the cross and resurrection of Jesus, by Christine Kane and Lisa Harper, published by Harper Christian Resources and read by the authors.
I'm so happy to have you in Tennessee for Easter.
Okay.
I mean, could it be better than this?
No.
Daffodils are blooming. Tulips are blooming. We're in the garden. We've got sweet tea. What could be better than this?
No, I'm fired up because I only ever thought that there was like Elvis in Tennessee. That's, I mean, I'm from Australia. You're kind of like, what is, like, it's Elvis Presley. So this is like pretty awesome to be here. I do have to say, okay, you're drinking. As you can see, I haven't touched mine yet. Because what did I ask you for? A cup of tea.
I got you a cup of tea. It's sweet tea with extra sugar. It's amazing with fresh lemon.
Have you ever seen The Crown?
No.
I just want to ask you.
I like their accents.
Did you ever see Lizzie drinking the Queen of England, the former Queen? Now it would be King Charles. Ever drinking
this? Well, I just thought she was cold.
No,
because
listen,
it's England.
I got to say it. I love Americans. I live in America. I love America. But not only did you throw the tea out in Boston, then you reclaimed how one drinks this beverage. You put ice in it.
It's epic.
And so I can't go anywhere and get a good cup of tea. But so I love you. I'm glad you love your sweet
tea. Okay, you're so energetic. Right now you sound like an 85-year-old woman with an Afghan. I want a cup of tea.
I want a cup of tea. Yes.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Anyway,
speaking of our differences.
Yes.
When I grew up, Southern American who drink tea correctly. When I grew up, Easter was a huge deal, but a lot of Easter growing up in the southeastern U.S. revolved around what you were going to wear on Easter Sunday. It was always about the dress, always about pastels. What are some unique kind of traditions you grew up with Easter? Did y'all call it Lent?
Because I grew up Greek Orthodox.
Pre-Easter,
so
yeah.
Okay. I've got to say, it was beautiful, a beautiful season of preparation.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just one day. It culminated, obviously, on Easter
right.
Sunday. But you had 40 days. Well, in fact, it was 46
That's
days.
That's right.
Because you would fast 6 days.
Right.
And then
not on
not
Sunday.
On Sunday.
Okay.
So we would go for it on Sunday because theoretically, although I have to admit, we used to sneak stuff. But anyway,
right,
you know, we'd
right.
have 40 days. But during that time, and I remember my mom would make us all like, we'd have to give up something.
Traditionally, people still do that.
Well, today
in
you would
part,
say,
to connect with Jesus' suffering in the
yes.
wilderness or on the cross, right?
And it leads up. And Nick and I, when we got married on March 30th, back in 1996, and we then went to Greece for our honeymoon, and we're in a village in Greece during Easter week in April.
Oh, how cool.
So every night, I mean, you're talking from Palm Sunday.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?